Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, it is I, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Welcome back to another awesome episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck. I'm here today to gush about one of my favorite composers of all time, or lyricists, whatever you want to call him. I'm sure he was clearly involved in a lot more than just the lyrics. Howard Ashman. Howard Ashman, if you don't know, created the first Disney Renaissance with Little Mermaid, Aladdin, and Beauty and the Beast, which I believe both came out after he had died. He came in last minute to like clean up Beauty and the Beast, and it came out shortly before his death. He died at 40. And the only work that he's really known for besides that is The Little Shop of Horrors. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but I'm really a hard sell when it comes to musicals. I do not think many people are very good at it, not consistently, not to like, you know, write an inspired play, like the entire play, all of the songs are inspired. And also, generally, either fucking incredible show-stopping numbers that, you know, are neither here nor there, if they're show-stopping numbers, or are intrinsically involved in the storytelling, bringing the plot forward in some fabulous way, you know, making a pivotal decision moment like the spell in Little Mermaid with the witch, you know, to give up her voice and kiss the girl, you know, to see, you know, if that's going to happen, turning that moment into a beautiful song. You know, Howard Ashman was a really big proponent of this. He really felt that animation and musicals like went hand in hand. And I agree with him because, you know, I've seen some pretty incredible stage productions, the greatest of which is a great live production of Little Shop of Horrors that was fucking amazing. Amazing. They did the plant. It was the size of the stage. It was fucking awesome. Everything about it was awesome. It was my favorite experience at a play, and generally speaking at a play I'm like twitching, I'm like, oh my god, I want to get the fuck out of here. the only plays that I love always are written by Howard Ashman. Howard Ashman is just one of those incredible talents that was only here for a minute, and I got to go back and watch some of his plays before I recorded the show today, some earlier ones. It was the one I really wanted to see, Smile. There's a 1986 recording, and the sound is terrible. But immediately in it, in one of the scenes, I just saw like such a classic him thing, intermixing this aerobics class in with this storytelling bit, you know, bringing the plot forward. And, you know, it's like I said, the sound recording is really hard. It's so hard to actually hear what's being said. I was considering bringing up the script and trying to like read along, but I was enjoying it as it was, just because it had a great feel to it and a good vibe, and it was really funny. They're being led by this really butch yoga instructor, but he's like, you know, dancing like, you know, he's got the very much like the Bring It On guy, you know, the real butch guy's leading the class, and then there's this like one dopey aerobics girl who just can't quite get it right. But it was super fun and super super him. And there's another one called, let's see, I was just watching little clips from a more recent rendition of it, God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater. And this one, it's just clips and stuff, so it's hard for me to like really like, you know, these songs taken out of context, like, so much of the greatness of what he did was the songs are better in the context of the story, and the story's better with them in there. You know, that's the best songs. Like, you know what was really crazy to me? This is so famous, you know, I know that people like know it, but like in the movie Frozen, they almost got rid of that "Do You Want to Build a Snowman" song. They had cut it out of the movie. And, you know, somebody intelligent said, the movie doesn't work anymore. And like, legit, that movie doesn't work without that song. That song is like the song that matters. Like, you know, you think about that opening song that comes in, it's just like, they're just like singing about "we make ice," like whatever the fuck it is. It's just like so bland versus like the opening to Beauty and the Beast, as she's walking through the town and giving context to the town and context to herself at the same time. And it's like, oh, it's like so much better. So much better. But that "Do You Want to Build a Snowman" song, it's so pivotal because it like gives their relationship, those two girls, it makes you care about them. It makes you care about what happens to them, really, especially about Anna. That sweetness and that like longing for a friend that she had that she lost. You know, because it's, you know, they say it's better to have loved and lost than better to have loved never to have loved at all. And then, you know, people, what's the line from the movie? They go, "Try it." And you know, it's "Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind." Of course, in the end, we do try it. We'll do it again. we'll put ourselves at great risk for love, and for marriage, sweet marriage. So that's just, I think, a really great example. I mean, just in Frozen, in particular, really, that song is so pivotal to that whole film. And it's because it's so rooted in the story. And I think Howard Ashman, he just does that every fucking time. Every time it's like that, it's just rooted exactly into like the heart of like what's going on in a meaningful way. Or it's like show stopping or stage setting, or but usually it's, like I said, it's more than just the scenery, it's the scenery and, you know, setting up the whole shebang. And you know, with Howard, I mean, I don't know if I can pick three. I'll tell you, I can pick one, which is Little Shop of Horrors. And Little Shop of Horrors is the greatest fucking musical ever written. It's fucking awesome. It's so geek culture. I mean, this is essentially an episode of Coolest Geek Alive, because this is one of the fucking coolest geek musicals of all time, a science fiction, you know, I don't know what other good descriptive terms to appropriately ascribe to it, but fantasy epic, I guess. It's so wonderful. I listen to this music all the time. I mean, it's all so good, and better in the context. And the version that Frank Oz did is fucking incredible. Frank Oz directed it. It's so good. It's not actually done by Jim Henson's Creature Shop and whatnot. They weren't available. There was some sort of conflict or whatever, and Frank did it with another company. And holy shit, they did an amazing job. If you haven't seen the film, Little Shop of Horrors, it's incredible. But the music is just so awesome. It comes in with like the prologue, which is like this cool little like sci-fi bit that gives you like the whole bit. Here, you know, boom. Just wait.
Yeah.
I love this opening with the piano. This shit just rocks. I don't know what kind of music you even call it. It's just got such a great rock and bounce, especially by the end, especially the new songs that were written specifically for the film.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
The opening song, what I consider the opening song, because that's like the prologue kind of thing, like the introduction to the movie or whatever. And it's just this great little kind of theme song or whatever. But it's the opening song, Skid Row. I think this is just one of the most beautiful songs ever written. I'm going to play kind of a bunch of it because I just think it's so cool, and the lyrics. And I always loved New York. I'm from New York. And I think this song made me, like, you know, sort of appreciate this hardworking aesthetic that, you know, New York had, because New York's a hard city in lots of ways, you know, for lots of different people. And this was just always so beautiful to me. I always wanted to do a rock and punk rock version of it, because I know nobody would ever recognize it if you just turned it into a badass rock song, because the lyrics are badass. Listen to this. This is Skid Row, Downtown. For the powers that have always been. Skid Row. I love this song so much.
Yes, you go downtown, where the cops don't stop. Downtown, where the food is slop. Downtown, where the hoppers flop in the snow.
Just want to let you get the second verse. This is beautiful lyrics. He really just had a way of, like, getting to the heart of things, which is really, you know, just lyrically always the thing. I mean, and very consistent, but also would always just write such wonderful sort of doo-wop and, like I said, rock and really roots and blues rock. Beautiful stuff.
Where relationships are.
The lady who sings in the movie, which is the soundtrack of the movie, she's incredible.
All my life I've always been poor. I keep asking God what I'm for, and he tells me, gee, I'm not sure. Sweep that floor, kid, oh. I started out as an orphan, child of the streets, here on Skid Row. They took me and gave me shelter of bread, slice of bread and a job. Treats me like dirt and calls me a slob, which I am.
Rick Moranis doesn't have the best voice, but the songs are fucking beautiful, man. I really think that song is so fucking cool. Dadu is track 3 on here, which is a cool song. It's just like a little sha-la-la-la song. It's great. Grow For Me is awesome. If you've seen the movie or are familiar with the thing, the basic premise of the play is that a plant comes from space in a little form, and it is dying. And the guy who's taking care of it realizes it needs blood to survive. He starts feeding it. It starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until he realizes that, like, he's gotten in over his head and, like, this thing wants to take over the world. But now he's become famous and he's got the girl he wants and he doesn't want to ruin his life. So it's a great, great premise, great thing. And Grow For Me is great. I like sha-la-la-looing along with them.
I've given you sunshine.
I've given you dirt.
You've given me nothing
but heartache and hurt.
I'm begging you sweetly. I'm down on my knees. Oh, please grow for me. I've given you plant food
and water to sip.
You've given you potash.
You've given me zip.
Oh God, how I missed you. Oh God, how you tease.
Now please grow for me.
I've given you southern exposure
to get you to thrive. I've cut you back hard like I'm supposed to. You're barely alive. I've tried you with levels of moisture from desert to flood. I've given you grow lights and mineral supplements. What do you want from me, blood?
I've given you sunlight.
Ah, what do you want from me, blood? And there's a great dramatic moment in the movie where he realizes that is indeed what he wants from me. He wants my blood. There's this great song somewhere that's green, that's really pretty, like such a Broadway show tune. The greatest,
but I'm
dating a semi-sadist. So I've got a black eye, my arms in a cast. It's so sweet.
Still, that
Seymour's a cutie.
Well, if not, he's good
in a beauty. Well, if not, he's got inner beauty. It's pretty. And I dream be together. It's so pretty. Somewhere that's green. It's so funny. It's so cute. It's just so brilliant. Sorry, I was really identifying with it. I got all misty-eyed because it's just this pure. I saw an aspect of it that I don't know. I hadn't appreciated before because with the movie, it's just so silly and it's like the antithesis of personally what I would like. And I don't listen to that particular song a lot. But it just, it's such a purity of somebody loving something and having a beautiful dream and a picture in their mind of this perfect thing that they want. And maybe it's not, you know, these TV dinners and shit that she goes on to describe are not exactly the life that you want, but it's adorable. And it's so authentic and sweet and well written and, oh my God. Some Fun Now is a lot of fun. That's him. He's feeding the plant in the thing. Some Fun's Now, really great. But really, the next track on the thing, Dentist. I mean, if you haven't properly heard Dentist and seen Steve Martin's delivery as the dentist in Little Shop of Horrors, as directed by the great Frank Oz, oh my God, listen to this. You are in for a treat. Oh yeah, you know you like that shit. You ain't heard this? Oh fuck. My mama noticed funny things I did.
Like shooting puppies with a BB gun.
I poisoned guppies, and when I was done, I'd find a pussycat and bash in its head. That's when my mama said, what did she say? You'll find a way to make your natural tendencies pay. You'll be a dentist.
You have a talent for causing pain. I'll be a dentist.
People will pay you to be inhumane. Your temperament's wrong for the priesthood. Son, be a dentist. You'll be a success. And teaching will suit you still less. Who wants their teeth done by the Marquis de Sade? Oh, that hurts. Wait, I'm not numb. Ah, shut up. Open wide. Here I come. I am your dentist. Oh, you know you identify with that. Everyone who has teeth, he gets off on the pain he inflicts. He really loves it. Maladjusted. And though it may cause my patients distress, somewhere in heaven above me, I know that my mama's proud of me. Oh, mama. I sing over it so I don't get copyright stricken, and so that you have to go fucking listen. It's great. Like, go immerse yourself in this shit. You know, just like I mean, putting it on is so great just because it makes you appreciate it on a different level, you know, just to listen to it. But the music is fucking awesome. So many plays are just so inconsistent. Like, some of the music's okay. This thing is just wonderful to listen to all the way through. The story's great. Feed Me, which comes right after Dentist, is also great. Let's listen to that one. And since there's only four things for me to play you, I'm going to play you a bunch of things from these records, so because there's great stuff to listen to if you just haven't fucking been inclined. And I'm focusing mostly on Little Shop of Horrors because I feel like that's the one people have maybe had less experience with. But Feed Me. Feed me out, not long.
That's right, boy. You can do it. Feed me, see now.
Feed me out, not long.
Cause if you
feed me, see now, I can grow up big and strong. Would you like a Cadillac car? This is the dude from the fucking Four Tops. He's incredible. For every meal. I'm your genie. I'm your friend. I'm your winning hand. Oh, no, willing slave. Trying to convince him to feed him people because he's getting really big. He's getting famous and shit. And now Seymour comes in, ruins the song for a little while. But don't worry, he comes back in. It's a great fucking song. And he does a good job, actually. There's just like some great vocalists around him, so he looks like a chump. And then there's Suddenly Seymour, which is so great. You know, just another really pretty one. If you like the pretty ones, there's some pretty ones.
Lift up your head. Wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex. Wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face, clean as the morning. I know things were bad, but now they're okay.
is standing beside you.
You don't need no makeup, don't have to pretend. Suddenly Seymour
is here to remind you with sweet understanding. Seymour's your friend.
It's a beautiful song. The performances by this lady in the movie are really great. Supper time's really cool. Somebody sneaks in. There's a cool, chill vibe. The Michelle and Harriet is, it's just, all these songs are great. But the best one is, well, here's the thing. If you get a chance to watch the movie and you could choose between the regular movie and the director's cut, watch the director's cut. My fellow geeks, watch the director's cut. My fellow men and women, watch the director's cut. It's fucking awesome. But so there's like a finale song, Don't Feed the Plants, that's really particularly great in the context of the finale. But the great song is the song right before that, which is Mean Green Mother from Outer Space. And this one was written for the movie. And this is one of my favorite songs of all time, period, on my top five list ever. Let's listen to it. Like, you can't stop rock and roll. It's got that great fucking introduction.
Better wait a minute.
Better hold the phone. Better mind your manners. Better change your tone. Don't you threaten me, son. You've got a lot of gall.
We're gonna do things my way. Or we're gonna do things at all.
Fuck yes.
You don't know what you're saying. You got no idea. You don't know what you're feeling. Think you're looking here. You don't know what you're up against.
No way, no how. But I'm gonna tell you now. I'm just a mean green mother from outer space, and I'm bad. From outer space, you've been had. From outer space, 'cause I'm mean and green, and I am bad. I want to listen to more of the song, so tough. Yeah, his fucking performance is incredible.
Wanna save your skin,
boy? Wanna save your hide? Wanna see tomorrow? You better take it easy, 'cause you're walking on thin ice. You know what I say? Up yours. This song from outer space, and it's so fucking good. And there's so much more of it, and it's so good. You know, him as a songwriter, he taught me so much about how to be really clever about crass language and just like to just make things work in clever ways. You know, just. The more you could be clever about crass language, like, you know, cursing, shit, fuck, you know, up yours, whatever, you know, potty mouth. If you were being extra clever about it every time you would use something like that, it always just sort of would negate that notion of like, oh, stupid people use the low. Well, no, look how clever he, obviously he's not. Look how clever. So it was like a really great way to communicate with that sort of language, which has great power in it. You know, cuss words are very powerful. You know, we say them in frustration. You know, we say them in private. You know, blah, blah, blah. That's like when we allow ourselves to really connect with most of our anger and frustration, whatever. So to get those things into music in acceptable ways, in a play, whatever else, wonderful. I mean, if you're a songwriter, go study the work of Howard Ashman, especially like as lyricist, but I mean, hooks and just wonderful, wonderful stuff. And there's a few different versions of Little Shop of Horrors that you can listen to, and I'm sure all of them are great. I've listened to a bunch of them at different times. The new Broadway one, definitely. And another one, original UK cast, maybe. I think it's at some point in time. But it's just, the music's great, and it's everything you want from a play. You know, it's not, oh, it's the boring song, or many boring songs and a few songs that you like, which I find in like even like the plays that I like the most, like a play like Jekyll and Hyde, just like there's so many songs that I fucking can't stand in that freaking play.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
So I don't know what to pick if I'm picking three of these things, and I'm not picking the four. But I mean, really, I think we just have to stick to four. It's the all four of these: Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast. They're all great. But you know, Little Mermaid and Aladdin. Aladdin was his idea. Little Mermaid, he was brought into at a certain point in time, but early on, to have an effect on it. Beauty and the Beast, granted, he did have an effect on Beauty and the Beast, absolutely, they dedicated the movie to him. But like, I would say Little Mermaid and Aladdin are a little bit more his movies than Beauty and the Beast was, even though it became his movie. But Beauty and the Beast is, Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid is awesome. You know, there's a ton of like different bits in here that like are pieces of the scenery and like, you know, orchestral kind of things or whatever. But Part of Your World is, you know, one of the first great ones here. And, you know, just let's listen to a bit of
Maybe
Part of Your
right.
World.
Maybe there is something the matter with me. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you say my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl?
The girl who has everything.
Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything.
If you're not raising your child, then this film, you should be.
I've got oozits and wotsits galore.
You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. And I was running around singing this as a dude, you know, like, there are things that, like, cross over, because they're so wonderful and they connect to you. It doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl, you get what she's talking about.
I want to see them dancing,
walking around on those.
What do you call them?
It's romanticizing our lives. It's so wonderful. So many people feel like outsiders, and this song... it's just the ultimate outsider anthem. I'm a mermaid. I'm as outside as you get. I can't even breathe like you. I can't walk around. I can't do any of these things. It's so good. That's the best kind of metaphor, when you just have some extreme example. A great movie, like a good example is The Thing. The Thing is ultimately about distrust and paranoia. And it's an extreme example of distrust and paranoia. And if you go back and watch the movie, you might not have noticed because of all the horror elements. But, you know, what does it end with? It ends with the two guys going like, are you the thing? I don't know. Are you the thing? I'm going to sit here with my gun. I'm going to sit here with their gun. And I always go, ah, these fucking idiots. You know, maybe they both were the things. But the movie is just a very extreme example of paranoia under these circumstances with this thing. It's taking over all the people, and oh, I can't trust anybody. He was the thing, and that was the thing. He was just like perfectly replicated. The guy, oh no, what's going on here? Paranoia. Okay, so Part of Your World, a person who feels like an outsider, a mermaid who feels like an outsider. It's an extreme example of the thing. It's wonderful. And of course, come on, everybody by now knows Under the Sea.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. life under the sea is better than anything.
And what great contrast, right?
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor.
Such wonderful things about you. What more is you looking for?
Under the sea.
Take it from me. They work all day out in the sun, they slave away.
Love this song. This play is so fun. I mean, this is so great. I think I did see it as a play once. Maybe not. Maybe I haven't seen that one. I saw Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast is great as the play. It's awesome. Let's see. So also, there's the Part of Your World reprisals, great one. And then there's the Bad Guy song, Ursula's song, Poor Unfortunate Souls, what a good one.
Is to become a human yourself.
Can you do that?
My dear sweet child, that's what I do. It's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty.
Oh.
They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. 2 years. And I fortunately know a little magic.
You're a fan at all. Like, have you ever imagined how this woman got like this?
And dear lady, please don't laugh. I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic. Poor, unfortunate souls in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner. That one wants to get the girl. And do I help them?
Yes, I do.
Those poor,
unfortunate souls. So sad, so true.
They come flocking to my
congregation. Oh, my God. Awesome. Awesome. Then, of course, there's Kiss the Girl. Amazing.
Percussion. Strings. Winds. Words. There you see her.
Sitting in the blue. Sitting in the blue. That's right. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her.
Yeah.
I love in the movie they got the fish singing background vocals. Kiss the girl. They come in later.
Look at her, you know you do. Possibly she want you to. There's one way to ask her. She won't say the word and a single word. Go on and kiss the girl.
Sing with me now.
Sha la 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 la. My oh my, look like the boat too shy. Ain't gonna kiss the girl.
By the end of this fucking song. Love that song. I just love all the layers of background vocals too, and the counter melodies going on. It's so beautiful. The next song, of course, we should draw our attention to is there was one more that I wanted to pull up. Where do we get here? Jay the Star. Trying to find this shit. Oh, well, that one's fun. That's the, yes, okay. Oh, okay, that is the one. So this is when he's trying to stuff the crab and cook him.
poisson, les poissons, how I love les poissons. Love to chop and to serve les fées. First I cut off their heads and I pull out their bones. Ah mais oui, ça c'est toujours délire. Les poissons, les poissons. Music lever, I hack them in two. I pull out what's inside and I serve it up fried. God, I love little fishes, don't you?
Oh my God, this is just, it's so funny when you see it in the film with the you know, because the movie's about talking fish and the fish seeing this chef, what he's doing to the fish. And I mean, what a way to just get to the heart of like the gripe that the fish have with the humans. And you know, this sort of like, I don't know about these humans, man, have you seen what they do to the fish? It's like, it's disgusting. That's just great. It was one song before Kiss the Girl. Largely the rest of the stuff in the movie and the play out as like musical pieces. But like every piece of music in this film is awesome. And Beauty and the Beast is no exception. I really like Beauty and the Beast a lot.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I think I'm going to end on Aladdin just because that one was like kind of important to him. And well, I guess I'll talk about that a little bit. But, you know, of course, the opening. So pretty. I love piano. I love great piano stuff. I think it's like hard to not. You feel it. You feel the piano. Even you feel this. You feel like the twinkle, twinkly piano and hard piano because it's percussion. Oh, that's the.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land. A young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. But then, one winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle and offered him...
It's all such a beautiful, simple story. A beautiful and simple story, simply told. Belle, okay. It's just, like I said, great introduction of the place that she's in. Her relationship to her town, her community, where she stands in it. And it gets so much done, you know, just in this introduction.
Little town, it's a quiet village. Every day, like the one before. Little town. Waking up to say,
bonjour.
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 There goes the baker with his tray like always. The same old bread and rolls to sell. Every morning just the same. Since the morning that we came to this poor provincial town.
Good morning, Belle.
Morning, monsieur.
Where are you off to?
Bookshop. I just finished the most wonderful story about a beanstalk and an ogre and
that's right. Marie, the baguettes.
Look at, like, it just says so much about her and her relationship with the town. Everybody loves her. Everybody wants to say hello to her, but she just feels like everybody's a little behind where she is intellectually, and she wants to be able to talk to some people who understand things a little better than they do. And she's longing for something better, but it's also introducing you to the town and giving you so many reasons to like her. She's sweet and polite and kind, and but at the same time, you know, she's longing for more. And then my like my favorite song in this stupid thing is Gaston. This song's just so great. Just like the dentist too.
Says no to Gaston.
Darn right.
Dismissed, rejected, publicly humiliated. Why, it's more than I can bear.
More beer?
What for? Nothing helps. I'm disgraced.
Oh, you? Never. Gaston, you've got to pull yourself together. Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Gaston, looking so down in the dumps. Every guy here'd love to be you, Gaston. Even when taking your lumps, there's no man in town as admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy. Everyone's awed and inspired by you. And it's not very hard to see why.
No one's
incredibly
thick as Gaston.
There's no man in town half as manly.
This song's great.
Perfect, the pure paragon. You can ask any Tom,
Dick, or Stanley, and he'll tell you which team he'd prefer to be on. I love it. This is the background vocals, use of background vocals and stuff that he does with, you know, patrons of a bar and just like every other thing, and his stuff is great. Of course, you know, there's Be Our Guest, which is a great one.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax, let us pull up a chair, as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be
our guest.
Guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, sherry,
and we can do the rest.
Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glass, and then.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. It's great shit. Of course, there's that great song, Something There I Never Saw Before, when she realizes that she loves the Beast. There's a song that had been cut out of the original movie called Human Again that some people like a lot. There's the mob song, The Kill the Beast. It's a rough one.
The Beast will make off with your children. He'll come after them in the night.
No.
We're not safe till his head is mounted on my wall. I say we kill the Beast.
Yeah. We're not safe until he's dead. He'll come stalking us at night.
Set to sacrifice our children to his monstrous appetite.
He'll wreak havoc on our village if we let him wander free.
So it's time to take some action, boys. It's time to...
Follow me.
Through the mist, through the woods, through the darkness and the shadows. It's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer, then we're there at the drawbridge of a castle, and there's something truly terrible inside. It's a
really good tune. I mean, this thing's filled with so many. Of course, the Beauty and the Beast, tell as old as time. Nothing you could say, la da 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 da, do 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 do. I mean, it's Beauty and the Beast. I'm sure many of you guys have seen this shit, so I'm just gonna skip ahead to Aladdin. And forgive me, I'm a little bit under the weather, and I might have said that I was doing Rancid this weekend. I left my phone at my apartment when I went to be with my kids over the weekend, so I didn't get to listen to as much Rancid as I planned it to, and I got kind of sick over the weekend for the first time. For the first time ever, I did on open mic night doing some stand-up, and I was like out late like I not usually do, and like I drank like I don't usually do, and I got sick. So of course I shouldn't drink anyway. I usually don't drink very much. So Aladdin's really awesome. Aladdin is really close to Howard Ashman's heart, and he died before he saw it complete. And a song that was really important to him that it was written for it was cut out of the thing. I couldn't find the bit, but it's worth searching for. There was like an animatic for it and like a clip of the song I heard a long time ago, but I couldn't find it. Anyway, this musical is just filled with so much great shit. I mean, and of course Robin Williams delivering some amazing performances, but just Arabian Nights, that sets the stage of the whole thing, is just a great showstopper and gives a great vibe like Downtown did before it.
Oh, imagine a land, it's a faraway place where the caravan camels roam, where you wander among every culture and tongue. It's chaotic, but hey, it's home. When the wind's from the east and the sun's from the west and the sand in the glass is right, come on down, stop on by, hop a carpet and fly to another Arabian night.
Set the stage, huh? And of course, One Jump, Aladdin's introductory song, telling you so much about the life that he's living. I don't know how much musical introduction we got here.
Ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can't afford, and that's everything. One jump ahead of the lawman, that's all, and that's no joke. These guys,
I think I have non-preferred versions of the songs up right now. This is a motion picture soundtrack. I think we want to go with this one. Yes. Yeah, there we go. Okay. I prefer these versions. The songs are great, though. I don't know what version I pulled up. It said it was the original motion picture soundtrack. I always pull my stuff up on Spotify so I can just play it for everybody easily. I used to have a huge record collection, but I switched a long time ago. I gave up. It's great shit. Of course, Friend Like Me is just one of the best ones. You ain't never had a friend like me. And then, of course, the two best ones, which will be what I'll leave it on, is Prince Ali. The lyrics to this song are so funny. The Will Smith version's fun, too.
For Prince Ali.
Drum, because you're gonna love this guy. Miss that Robin Williams.
Show some respect down on one knee. Now try your best to stay calm. Brush up your Sunday salon and come and meet his spectacular coterie.
Great song. And of course, I mean, who wasn't singing this and fantasizing about somebody they love? A Whole New World.
me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world,
a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. Don't you dare close your eyes, I never knew. It's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world.
All right, fuck it. Like, I mean, seriously, if you haven't watched Aladdin or Little Mermaid or Beauty and the Beast, what are you, living under a rock? There's a reason why they're classics. They're fucking incredible. And it's really all because of Howard Ashman. And some people might say, oh, well, Alan Menken has gone on to do great things. He's gone on to do okay things. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Okay. Thank God. I was just like, my computer was asleep and I was looking at my recording and it was like frozen. And I was like, oh, no, did I not? Has this not been recording? I would be so bummed because I'm really like super under the weather and I wouldn't want to have to do it again. Yeah. Not feeling good. My doing the open mic went great. But yeah, I just like kind of just like overdid it and didn't get enough sleep. And I'm paying for it now, so I'm feeling a little under the weather. But whatever, I'll take a shower. I'll be feeling better. If you're a geek like me, you should check out my Geek Culture podcast every Wednesday and Saturday. It's Coolest Geek Alive. Last I checked, we've got like 500,000 downloads every month, which is really cool of like people listening. And like, so it's not like I'm not talking out of my ass when I talk geek culture stuff. I'm a professional writer in comics and been a publisher now as well, and been making comics my whole life and living and loving geek culture shit is the same way I love music stuff. So if you like geek culture shit, go listen to that stuff. Otherwise, join me again next Monday night when I talk about hopefully Rancid. I've been trying to get around to Rancid, but I keep having to kick them down the street because I haven't been able to catch up on a couple more records. They just have a bunch of records that I've never listened to, and I'm sure I'm going to love them. So I'm excited to listen to them. I already listened to one that I hadn't heard, or two, that their first two, and their second one in particular was fucking great. It was awesome. I was more familiar with their third record and I guess their fourth record and like sixth record. Whatever. I love Tim Armstrong and I really like appreciate them. I'm probably going to do an episode on Rancid and then another episode on Tim Armstrong, a separate episode, because they're so great. Anyway, yeah, I love doing the show. It's great gushing about like all the music that I love, and I hope you're out there enjoying it with me. I've like been like unsure about this format since I started, even though it's just like the only thing that seemed right. You know, I just wanted to like shine a light on bands like Twisted Sister that were just so much greater and better than people give them credit for. There's so many bands that don't get the credit they deserve on one level or another. And I know sometimes I'll cover bands that seem like, well, they're mainstream enough, but really, like, you know, just like for the test of time, you know, people aren't like, this band matters. And I'm saying these bands that I cover here on the show, they matter. They all matter. They're important bands. And I really try to keep that consistent. And today is no joke. You know, this isn't a band. This is a songwriter. He is one of the greatest who ever lived. I think he's the greatest who ever did it, whoever wrote plays, period. Howard Ashman, just hallelujah. Holy shit. What an incredible body of work this man left behind, and I'm so sad that he left us so soon. Imagine what we might have had if he lived. It's actually really sad to think about. Anyway, I love you guys. Please join me again next Monday. That's all. Oh, and you can write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm Coolest Geek JBS. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the whole show, and see you next time.
Boo. Boo.
Down.
When nights go bump,
we know just who to call. The scary
fairy
on the broom,
the mother of them all.
Yes, there are monsters in the world.
She'll shed a little light,
and she only does. does it at night.
You've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent music content from yours truly. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.